District Board of Trustees meeting on August 22nd. It is 4:31 p.m. I'm Nancy Mackey.
I'm Barbara Martin.
Amy Alvarez.
Jeannie Lively.
Joyce Sun Miller.
And Susan Starnes.
We have no public here visiting. Did everyone get a chance to look at the minutes? Any changes or corrections to the minutes? There being none, we'll accept them by consensus. Treasurer's report.
Okay. Good luck. We're doing fine in our checking account balance. We took out the money to put in on the CD from that, and it's plenty for what we're what we need. We need about 76 or 79,000, and we're maintaining much more than that. Our tax revenue for July was $56,668.30, and
for August?
In August, 65. We didn't, I think I didn't highlight the right one, did I?
No, you did.
I did? Okay.
Yeah.
And we got $65,918.03, which is 26.30% higher than last year when we got 52. So things are going well. We're, it seems that each month we are getting enough to maintain our budget, which is, we're almost through. We've got, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks left of the budget, and we have used 138.9% of the budget. Our cumulative is 645,44,59.
Well, this is our income budget, so we're
income. This,
yeah.
Oh, I'm on the wrong thing. Sorry. Thank you, Nancy. That's income. We are. I didn't think that sounded right. Okay. No, 138 is what we had got.
Yeah, we're over budget.
That we're over budget of what we had.
Income.
The tax cumulative so far this year, that's a lot of money, and we've done well. We've a lot that we've used well is what I should say, that we have used well. On our expenses, we've $406,426.20 budgeted. Is $410,313, so we're under, and like I say, we've just got a few more weeks to go. On the expense budget, which is a continuation from the other side, our total expense budget was $419,371. Our text pool and Horizon. We have a CD in Horizon that will be maturing in April of next year. Our PNC brokerage will mature in July of next year. And then there's a list of all of our property investments, and then the net rental income, the rental net that we have. We didn't have any expenses this month, but I was going to ask you, you've got the insurance check that you're going to pay them when they get this thing done.
Yeah, I had to go ahead and deposit it.
You deposited it.
Oh, it's in there. Yeah.
Okay, it's in the checking account. Okay,
yeah.
So we have money to pay them.
Yeah.
All right, and all of those year-to-date expenses is $3,349.95. budget tonight. We're going to talk about that, so that's what you guys are ready to talk about budget?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the same budget as we looked at last month with the, we just adjusted up on the personnel, payroll, and retirement expenses a little bit, just after reviewing, after the staffing committee reviewed what we want to do, we just felt we needed to adjust it that little bit. Everything else is exactly the same. We didn't change any other categories. So really, let's see.
So how much did it go up?
It went up by, if I did my math correctly, the total expenses went up like 0.22% from what it was last week. Last month, I'm sorry, the budget before. The payroll expenses, which is salaries plus taxes, is 30.75% higher than last year's budgeted amount, and the retirement is 35.15% higher than last year's budgeted amount. And that's because, you know, we're putting in those two new positions, the part-time clerk and the full-time librarian.
On this budget, we're looking at total income going, the budget for total income going up 20.64% over last year. And that's primarily because we budgeted for increased sales tax at an increase of 17%. And then we've got on our expenses, total expenses we're budgeting for over last year is up 35.17%. And the bulk of that is because of the salaries that we're adding those two new positions. Does anybody have questions about anything regarding budget? Specific questions.
What are the salaries going to be?
Well, there'll be a range.
Depending on their experience.
The part-time clerk will be at $15 an hour.
Starts at, $15 is the highest, I believe.
It's the highest.
Highest $15 an hour part-time.
That's what we budgeted. We budgeted at the highest rate. We'll hope to be able to get someone, you know, lower than that. But and then we budgeted at $24 an hour for the full-time library, which again is the highest. So we could come under budget if we are starting to advertise these positions in September, but don't hire until October, November. Whenever we get someone in, you know, it will be less money because we'll be farther into the year.
Right.
Yeah. So. Any other questions?
How do we advertise? Do we have a...
I go to the schools, especially for the librarian position, saying we've got this position for a children's librarian. And all the schools, either they send it out like through an email blast to all their students. UT has a board, a job board. You put it there. I send the word out to other libraries, like other library districts. And CTLS, they have their group emails, and I send them out that way. I also post it on the TLA, Texas Library Association, job board.
Covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, and that's all free. But I think in the past, not always, but we have put, like maybe for the clerk, maybe we could put an ad in the
local
paper, because that doesn't have to be
a
degree, that, you know, library degree thing.
We just have to be good and like us.
Yeah.
They'll love us.
And a lot of times, word of mouth, you know, I'll tell people, and they'll say, oh, I know someone, and they'll try to talk them into applying. So.
Sounds good. We got the last time we got someone who was experienced and had worked in Colleen.
And that was through TLA, Julie. No.
No. Was
oh, April.
April's, she worked for the Colleen Public mm-hmm. Library before and wanted to work here. So we were lucky in that much of the training mm-hmm. that she had gotten there was valuable to Missy.
Any other questions about the budget? Anyone want to make a motion regarding the acceptance of the budget?
I move we accept the budget.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Do you need to approve the treasury?
We do it. It has to be audited, so it's subject to audit.
Accepted, subject to audit.
We don't
actually vote on it, but if anyone has a concern, we can voice it. But
the others are past the yay or nay.
Gotcha. Because we're not professionals. Professional CPA is doing the treasurer's report.
Yes, so.
All right. Thank you, ladies. All righty. Director's report.
Okay. July, as far as our circulation, it's up 32%. That's the physical material. Yeah, the physical materials, electronic materials, 39%. New patrons, we had a 78% increase over last year.
And that's super.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about it, but summer reading was going on, and we had a lot of people coming in, like, I need to get signed up, and, yeah. You know, or they'd come in for an event and then come back and sign up. Computer users, wow, 300. But last year at this time, we didn't have all of our computers. Mm-hmm. Going, running, but now we do. Our website use is up 27% of users and then 37% of the sessions. Interlibrary loans just sort of staying level, staying where it's at. In July, we added 120 books for the adult collection, 19 magazines, 2 audiobooks, and 6 DVDs. We added 57 children's books, and that's the Easy Readers and the Y chapter books. We added 3 children and youth DVD, 21 young adult books, and 1 YA DVD. As I said, this was the last month of summer reading with activities for children, teens, and adults. We had 438 people signed up to win a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so wow. What they would do is they would be given, I think you did it, did you? Or I can't remember who all did it, but anyway, they got a reading log, and they were like, each month they could get one, and when they finished that reading log, they could turn it in as an entry in the raffle, and some of them got multiple, so we had like 724 raffle entries from those 438. We had 344 people attending the July events, which is 134 children, 43 teens, and 167 adults.
Mm.
That's very exciting to me. We're really getting
mm-hmm.
good turnout.
You must have brought the fathers or what?
Well, you know, I just think she's been doing stuff the adults like. You know, the paranormal research, the Barrow was here with brewing with how to match beers with different kind of food. And I mean, you know, mm-hmm. stuff that people are interested in. She also, she just added some things, and so it's been good. The summer reading program had the closing party on the Saturday, July 23rd. They just had cake, and they drew for prizes. And our winners were Sophie T. She won the pre-K basket. That was pre-K to 6 years old. And Jolie B. was a 7 to 11 year old winner. Net E was a 12 to 18 years winner, and then Jennifer B won for adults. This September, we've got a lot going on. Of course, we kind of took a couple of weeks where we just didn't do much because we knew people were getting ready for school, doing that last-minute vacation, shopping, and all that stuff. But we're back up and running again. We started children's reading, our children's story time last Friday. So September is a busy time. Adult crafts meet the 7th of September at 2 p.m. The Teen Writing Club is back. They had taken a break for a while, but they're meeting every Thursday of this month. The Dungeons and Dragons group is doing the same. Story time, we're back up and running with that. True Crime, all the book clubs. True Crime, Monday book club, Thursday book club. Kids Zone, which is a Saturday, it's just different kind of activities. Sometimes you're watching a movie, sometimes you're doing a craft, sometimes it's STEM. It just depends on what ideas they come up with. And there's one scheduled for September, and that's the 13th at 4 p.m. There's actually going to be, so Susan has the adult craft group that meets the first Wednesday. And that meets during the day, like around 2 p.m. of every month. And then they started doing craft groups that were in the evening for people that would like to do it, but they, you know, working and they can't do it. So usually there's just one, but this month of September, she's added two. For the teens, the teen hangout is such a good explanation. They just come in here and hang out, and then they do things. And this month they're going to be doing a Pop-Tarts taste challenge. And I've seen the Pop-Tarts, and I didn't realize you could have so many Pop-Tarts. Different kinds. But they do. For all ages, they're doing a pirate movie. I asked her, I said, is it Hook? Is it, you know, which one? She goes, I don't know. I'm not sure which one it is yet. So it's a movie just about pirates. And it's all ages on the 17th. That's a Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock. Music Munchkins is back on the 7th and the 10th. A new thing is Podcast Day. So they're calling it podcasts, but it's really more of a video that you can get, like, on our Facebook page and all. And it's April and Julie, and they're just going to be talking about things that are coming up. Here's some new books we have. Just them for about, you know, 20 minutes. It's not really long. And they're going to do that on the 7th, or the 9th, I mean, at 2 p.m. And I think I was told that they'll start off, it'll be like a live broadcast on Facebook, but it will also be saved. So if you can't be there. Monday, the 5th, is Labor Day, and we will be closed that day. That's my report. I gave y'all some little brochures that they had made for the fall events.
They look great.
They have some very nice.
Yeah, they always do a good job of those.
Makes you want to come?
Okay, that's good report. A lot of activity going on.
Yeah.
And nice to see all the involvement.
Yes.
Report from ad hoc committees. Anybody met?
So the anniversary committee met, and we missed you, Susan. So Kate and I met.
So sorry.
That's okay. I even checked my email twice. Said, I'm pretty sure we sent this Thursday.
it was a rough day, and then I thought I could take a 30-minute nap. And I slept through the alarm and woke up at 7 p.m. Obviously, my body needed it.
Yeah,
my excuse.
Yes.
I hope that it was productive.
It was. So Jane and I talked about, we need to know the official date, though, Jeannie. Do you know that off the top of your head? Probably not.
Right, off the top of my head, I can't tell you, but it's like 20 years in the building.
Right, but we didn't know, was it in February, or you don't know the official?
I have
to go back. Okay. April.
Was it April? Okay.
Yeah, that's what you...
Okay. I think it was.
So I don't know.
But
April.
You don't have
it
to.
It doesn't have to be.
You don't have. I mean, it could just be sometime that year.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me.
But April's not a bad time.
I don't know. I remember February. So what was
Well, sorry. You know, next time we meet, we'll have to discuss that. But we talked about obviously having like a party, maybe utilizing the library, possibly closing the library for the last 2 hours of the day or something for the celebration. Doing like door prizes and doing like some events at the library leading up to it, including some like the historical events, maybe doing like a historical scavenger hunt. A lot of it was just preliminary, getting a discussion going. And then we had also talked about, you know, advertising it. And I had mentioned that maybe you have a contact at the paper, Nancy, that could help us with that.
Yeah. We all get stuff
closer.
That, yeah. I can help with press releases and all that stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah, she set up a time to meet again.
We did not. But we thought we have a little bit of time. Maybe, you know, like the first week of October or something like that, we can meet again.
It's
good.
It's exciting. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Our ad hoc meeting for the expansion is planned for the 14th, I believe, of September. I'll look again.
I think we said the week of the 12th, probably.
Week of the 12th. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I put it someplace, I think, but
that's fine.
I don't remember where I put it.
So you'll eat.
But anyway, we're going to meet the middle of September, and we are going to get started on that. But we've, Jeannie and Nancy primarily have been really me too, but with the budget. So we've been, and that ad hoc committee on the personnel, we worked on the personnel policies, yes, and we, she's working on some just changes most of them are additions to whatever the policy.
We did meet again.
So, and she'll do that next month, I think. And we'll finish it up after we look at it. But that's called personnel. That's the personnel committee.
And that's the three of you are on that as well, the same? Okay.
Let's see.
And what was the other one called? I'm sorry. It was expansion.
Expansion was the one with Cindy. And then we discussed the salary ranges and any changes that she could see that needed to happen in the next year. So that's what we did. When that's all ready, she'll bring that up and we'll talk about.
We're doing a little research on some,
yes,
on some changes we wanted to make, and so we're
not quite
ready
there.
Yeah, but we're. I think.
Oh, yeah. I think we've made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
So is the position going to be announced, the openings, or you're still working on it?
We need to get the job descriptions on those, just to get those set up. And then, yeah, in September, I think we were thinking about presenting the job descriptions to you guys so you can look at them and give your input and let them be approved, and then we'll be advertising for it. So in September I plan on starting that.